Q106.7 weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. Bright sunshine expected today, with daytime highs approaching 65. Northwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows dip down to about 32. Bright sunshine expected tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 70. Bright sunshine expected Saturday, with daytime highs approaching 61. 35, slight chance for snow Sunday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm staff meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Currently, it's 51 degrees.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
Good morning. I'm Felicia Rolfe. Here are today's headlines from 12 News. A man is hospitalized with serious injuries after slamming into a school bus Wednesday morning in Marion County. The Kansas Highway Patrol says the driver fell asleep at the wheel and drifted into oncoming traffic. The bus driver and seven students on board at the time were not hurt. A Wichita postal worker indicted for stealing thousands of dollars in funds. Prosecutors charged 33-year-old Dalton Garcia in connection to a months-long scheme. Wichita police say the city is seeing less crime but more homicides. This week, WPD released its crime stats for 2025. Overall, crime fell 12%. However, homicides were up. Wichita police say non-firearm family-related incidents are fueling that rise. In Wichita, Felicia Rolfe, 12 News.
You're listening to the Kansas Information Network.
And we're live here outside the Perez family home just waiting for the... And there they go! Almost on time this morning. Mom is coming out the front door strong with a double-arm kid carry. Looks like Dad has the bags. Daughter is bringing up the rear. Oh, but the diaper bag wasn't closed. Diapers and toys are everywhere. Ooh, but Mom has just nailed the perfect car seat buckle for the toddler. And now the eldest daughter, who looks to be about 9 or 10, has secured herself in the booster seat. Dad zips the bag closed, and they're off. Ah, but looks like Mom doesn't realize her coffee cup is still on the roof of the car. And there it goes. Oh, that's a shame. That mug was a fam favorite.
Don't sweat the small stuff. Just nail the big stuff, like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Learn more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I'm Joanna with your KQNK News, brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. Once the music starts, organizers say the energy inside the Beach Schmidt Performing Arts Center will be hard to contain. Dancing Together for Developmental Services for Northwest Kansas returns March 1st at Fort Hays State University. The inclusion-focused performance brings together dancers from Styles Dance Center and individuals served by DSNWK for an afternoon of celebration, connection, and community. Admission is by free will donation, and raffle tickets will be available, with all proceeds supporting DSNWK programs. This year's show will feature about 50 DSNWK participants, some traveling from communities across western Kansas, including Norton. Rehearsals are already underway, with performers practicing in both small and large groups. Organizers say the audience can expect a high-energy atmosphere, with dancers even moving through the aisles. The finale will include cheerleaders and dancers from the ARC, Hays High School, and Fort Hays State, filling the stage for a grand closing number. The event began as a leadership class project at FHSU and has grown into an annual tradition that builds lasting relationships between dancers and DSNWK participants. For many involved, it's more than a performance. It's a chance to build friendships, celebrate inclusion, and share the joy of dance with the entire community. For updates, you can follow DSNWK and Styles Dance Center on Facebook. New Age Industrial of Norton, a leading manufacturer of aluminum transportation and storage equipment, has announced the appointment of Ashley Scruggs as its new regional sales manager of food service. Scruggs brings 18 years of experience in food service operations, commercial design, build projects, and strategic account management. Company leaders say her hiring reflects New Age Industrial's continued commitment to delivering expert consultation and high-quality aluminum solutions to the food service industry. In her new role, Scruggs will collaborate with food service manufacturer representatives to support existing accounts and develop new business opportunities. She'll also represent the company at national trade shows and major buying group meetings to expand brand visibility nationwide. Kathy O'Shea, Vice President of Sales for Food Service, said Scruggs' background in kitchen design alignment, equipment specification, and relationship building makes her a strong addition to the team. Company leadership noted that her understanding of the full project lifecycle will help drive value for partners and customers. Scruggs will focus on combining strategic sales leadership with technical project execution. Her experience in the design-build sector positions her to manage complex projects across healthcare, education, hospitality, and corporate dining markets. Before joining New Age Industrial, Scruggs held several leadership and sales roles, earning recognition for contract negotiation, supply chain optimization, and team development. She holds an Associate of Arts degree in Accountants and Business Administration from Northwest Mississippi Community College. Scruggs has been married to her husband Dusty for 18 years. The couple enjoys camping and traveling. New Age Industrial welcomes Scruggs to the team as she begins her new role overseeing food service initiatives. I'll be back with more news after this.
Join our stellar team at Norton County Hospital. Looking for a workplace where compassion meets career growth? Look no further. If you're ready to embark on a fulfilling journey surrounded by supportive colleagues and opportunities for personal and professional development, we want you to be part of our family. Explore exciting career offerings and our comprehensive range of benefits, including CAPERS, on the Career tab at ntcohosp.com.
Now we'll hear from Fig and coaches Brockelman and Wallmeyer regarding the Blue Jays outings this weekend in state and regional competition.
I'm here with head boys basketball coach Jordan Wallmeyer. Coach, the last couple weeks have been some pretty good games for you. As Friday night, you played TMP and lost that one by 2 points. But, you know, that was a game that you really wanted and you played really good. But what are your thoughts against the TMP Monarchs?
They got a squad full of shooters, with a big kid inside, and typically looking at us this season, that's what we really struggle with. And I was proud of the way our guys came out and fought. We got on the boards. I thought we defended pretty well. TMP, they can just shoot the lights out of them. So we competed through the first half very well, and then they went on a run to end the first half, sent us into the locker room down 9, and I told the guys it goes one of two ways. You know, you can scratch and claw and fight, or you can just roll over and be dead. And we chose scratch and claw and fight, and we battled the second half. That was probably the best half of basketball we put together this year, and had a chance to win it at the end, but we got beat, and that's happens. But I didn't feel like we played to beat ourselves. We didn't do anything to beat ourselves. TMP's a good program, good team. They just made more plays than we did down the stretch, and we got beat, but there's nothing to hang our heads about. They played 4 quarters of good basketball, and that's all we can ask for at this time of year.
Coach, one other thing is, as that was senior night, you started all three of your seniors, and the first point of the day was Ambrose hitting a three and to get you guys the lead right off the bat.
Yeah, that was an awesome moment for him. Awesome moment for all three seniors. I've had teams in the past with senior nights when, you know, the guys, we have a couple seniors off the bench, and sometimes they're not getting as many minutes as they want. And teams in the past with situations like that, we've let them play till the first whistle and then get our regular guys in so we can get into the rotation we're used to playing. But when the seniors were out there, they were all systems go. And so we let them play for most of that first quarter because they were playing very solid basketball, quality basketball, everything we were looking for. And when they were playing like that, I didn't want to throw anything out there to mess that up. So I was like, if you guys are playing that way, we're going to let you go as long as you can go. And I thought they did a real good job enjoying the moment. We talked about enjoying the moment all night long. It was a fun atmosphere. They played hard. They did everything we asked, and anything we could want from them, they did it. And you know, it's just unfortunate you can't get a win when you do everything you should be doing, but that's the beauty of sports. We learn from it, and we're on to the next one.
Just kind of a side note here is I, kind of the broadcaster network there, is Jonathan Swigert, the play-by-play for the TMP Monarchs. I was able to chat with him, and he was really surprised that Norton shot more threes, made more threes than their team did at 11 to 9. Nobody had outshot them in the threes all year long. Any comment there?
Well, We're not scared of shooting threes. Sometimes we're scared to make a few, but we did shoot the ball well. And really it's because we were patient offensively, got the ball inside first. We weren't taking anything, any of the quick 1-2 pass threes or ball reversal three. We got everything we wanted inside out, and that springboarded our offense, because all these kids, we got a ton of good shooters in this gym when we're shooting good shots. When we try to force and, you know, create our own, we're pretty poor shooters. But when we play within the offense, these kids can shoot, and it's good to see that the light bulb moments came on. What's a good shot? What's a great shot? And if we're getting great shots, we're a pretty good shooting team.
Coach, now it's on to the sub-state, and you draw a Colby team, a team that you beat pretty handily at Colby last time. This game also will be at Colby. Probably not a lot of things are going to change for you. Colby has their one player that's been pretty much their superstar all year long, but is there anything that you can hint to us that maybe be a little bit different in this game?
Yeah, so the first time we played Colby, clear back in December, they beat us by 22, and we were missing Ashton that game, so we were down a starter. And then we played them a couple weeks ago at Colby, and they were missing the Hoppy kid inside, the big 6'5 strong kid inside, so they were down a starter, and we got him. Well, now, going into tomorrow, we're both 100% and full healthy, so it'll be a little different matchup than what we've seen the first two games. And playing a team three times, you know, you kind of get to know them better than you know any of your other opponents. So some little quirks in the game plan, some things to look for. Defensively, we're not going to change much. We believe in everything on the defensive end. And that Jones kid's the toughest guard we've had all year. We focused our entire game plan around him last time we played, and he still gave us 29 points. So he is a tough guard. It'll be a fun matchup. And my guess is it'll come down to the wire, and we'll see who wants it more tomorrow.
Coach, can you give us the time and place that we'll be at?
Be 6:30 tomorrow night at the Colby Event Center.
Okay, well, Coach, we're going to wish you the best of luck when you take on Colby at the Event Center. Reporting for KQ&K, I'm Fig Miller. I'm here with head boys basketball coach Jordan Wallmeyer. Coach, the last couple weeks have been some pretty good games for you. As Friday night, you played TMP and lost that one by 2 points. But, you know, that was a game that you really wanted, and you played really good. But what are your thoughts against the TMP Monarchs?
They got a squad full of shooters, with the big kid inside, and typically looking at us this season, that's what we really struggle with. And I was proud of the way our guys came out and fought. We got on the boards. I thought we defended pretty well. TMP, they can just shoot the lights out of it. So we competed through the first half very well, and then they went on a run to end the first half, sent us into the locker room down 9, and I told the guys it goes one of two ways. You know, you can scratch and claw and fight, or you can just roll over and be dead. And we chose scratch and claw and fight, and we battled the second half. That was probably the best half of basketball we put together this year, and had a chance to win it at the end, but we got beat, and that's happens. But I didn't feel like we played to beat ourselves. We didn't do anything to beat ourselves. TMP's a good program, good team. They just made more plays than we did down the stretch, and we got beat, but there's nothing to hang our heads about. They played 4 quarters of good basketball, and that's all we can ask for at this time of year.
Coach, one other thing is, as that was senior night, you started all three of your seniors, and the first point of the day was Ambrose hitting a three and to get you guys the lead right off the bat.
Yeah, that was an awesome moment for him. Awesome moment for all three seniors. I've had teams in the past with senior nights when, you know, the guys, we have a couple seniors off the bench, and sometimes they're not getting as many minutes as they want. And teams in the past with situations like that, we've let them play till the first whistle and then get our regular guys in so we can get into the rotation we're used to playing. But when the seniors were out there, they were all systems go. And so we let them play for most of that first quarter because they were playing very solid basketball, quality basketball, everything we were looking for. And when they were playing like that, I didn't want to throw anything out there to mess that up. So I was like, if you guys are playing that way, we're going to let you go as long as you can go. And I thought they did a real good job enjoying the moment. We talked about enjoying the moment all night long. It was a fun atmosphere. They played hard. They did everything we asked, and anything we could want from them, they did it. And you know, it's just unfortunate you can't get a win when you do everything you should be doing, but that's the beauty of sports. We learn from it, and we're on to the next one.
Just kind of a side note here, as I kind of the broadcaster network there, as Jonathan Swigert, the play-by-play for the TMP Monarchs, I was able to chat with him, and he was really surprised that Norton shot more threes, made more threes than their team did at 11 to 9. Nobody had outshot them in the threes all year long. Any comment there?
Well, we're not scared of shooting threes. Sometimes we're scared to make a few, but we did shoot the ball well. And really it's because we were patient offensively, got the ball inside first. We weren't taking anything, any of the quick 1-2 pass threes or a ball reversal three. We got everything we wanted inside out, and that springboarded our offense, because all these kids, we got a ton of good shooters in this gym when we're shooting good shots. When we try to force and, you know, create our own, we're pretty poor shooters. But when we play within the offense, these kids can shoot, and it's good to see that the light bulb moments came on. What's a good shot? What's a great shot? And if we're getting great shots, we're a pretty good shooting team.
Coach, now it's on to the sub-state, and you draw a Colby team, a team that you beat pretty handily at Colby last time. This game also will be at Colby. Probably not a lot of things are going to change for you. Colby has their one player that's been pretty much their superstar all year long, but is there anything that you can hint to us that maybe be a little bit different in this game?
Yeah, so the first time we played Colby, clear back in December, they beat us by 22, and we were missing Ashton that game, so we were down a starter. And then we played them a couple weeks ago at Colby, and they were missing the Hoppy kid inside, the big 6'5", strong kid inside, so they were down a starter, and we got him. Well, now, going into tomorrow, we're both 100% and full healthy, so it'll be a little different matchup than what we've seen the first two games. And playing a team three times, you know, you kind of get to know them better than you know any of your other opponents. So some little quirks in the game plan, some things to look for. Defensively, we're not going to change much. We believe in everything on the defensive end. And that Jones kid's the toughest guard we've had all year. We focused our entire game plan around him last time we played, and he still gave us 29 points. So he is a tough guard. It'll be a fun matchup. And my guess is it'll come down to the wire, and we'll see who wants it more tomorrow.
Coach, can you give us the time and place that we'll be at?
Be 6:30 tomorrow night at the Colby Event Center.
Okay, well, Coach, we're going to wish you the best of luck when you take on Colby at the Event Center. Reporting for KQ&K, I'm Fig Miller.
Thanks, Fig, for the interview with Coach Brockelman and Coach Wallmeyer. We wish the Blue Jays the best of luck in state and regional competition. I'm Joanna. Your KQ&K News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all your health care needs.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service finalized removal of the northern and southern district population segments of the lesser prairie chicken from the Endangered Species Act. The National Cattlemen's Beef Association and Public Lands Council filed litigation to remove the listing when the lesser prairie chicken was first listed in 2022 due to the protections being both legally and scientifically flawed. According to NCBA President and Virginia cattle producer Gene Copenhaver, he said the EPA listing of the lesser prairie chicken, coupled with the designation of critical habitat across cattle country, created unnecessary and unlawful burden for ranchers. Established science, he says, has repeatedly proven that healthy rangelands maintained by cattle grazing is exactly where the lesser prairie chicken thrives. Copenhaver went on to say grazing creates the robust, sustainable habitat for the bird, and by removing the listing, the Trump administration is helping ranchers continue that stewardship. NCBA engaged with multiple administrations, Congress, and the federal court system for years to defend cattle producers from this overreaching, unscientific rule, and we're glad it is finally removed. The listing took effect on March 27th of 2023, that is, impacting all states in the species range, including Kansas, Colorado, New Mexico, Oklahoma, and Texas. Last year, U.S. Federal District Court of Western Texas vacated the Lesser Prairie Chicken's rule, holding that birds should be no longer protected as threatened under the Endangered Species Act because Fish and Wildlife Service failed to consider economic implications of issuing the ruling. And you're listening to Agriculture News here on the Kansas Agriculture Network.
Hi, Dr. D. Busy out there, isn't it?
Hi there. Good to see you. Just your annual physical today, huh?
I think so. Hey, I saw something on social media about our community hospital that didn't sound quite right.
Oh, what did you see?
It was about 340B.
I'm glad you asked. 340B is a program that helps community hospitals and clinics stretch resources so we can provide more services and helps patients access important medications right here in Kansas.
Do taxpayers pay for it?
No, there's no cost to taxpayers. The program is supported through discounts provided by drug makers for certain community providers, and it's been working for more than 30 years. Reducing or eliminating 340B could mean fewer local services. We should encourage lawmakers to protect it. It's a lifesaver for our community.
This ad is paid for by the Kansas Hospital Association.
Kansas Agriculture Network weather.
I'm meteorologist Michael Caron on the Kansas Agriculture Network. As high pressure looks to dominate our weather pattern, not only here for this afternoon, but right into your Friday coming up as well. Temperatures still running on the warmer side of average for this time of year. In fact, expecting widespread 60s for highs across much of Kansas for this afternoon, with some lower 70-degree readings in areas down closer to the Oklahoma border region. Friday is looking even warmer, could even have some 70s for high temperatures as far north as the Kansas and Nebraska border region. On Saturday, slightly cooler, but still in that above average category as a cold front begins to edge in from the north. Keeping our eyes on the threat for a wintry mix of precipitation Saturday night into the day on Sunday, especially for the northern half of Kansas. For northwest Kansas, for this afternoon, we'll see lots of sunshine with high temperatures climbing up into the middle part of the 60s. We'll have west to northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Likewise, lots of sunshine into north central Kansas for this afternoon, high temperatures reaching up into the middle 60s. And we'll have our winds out of the west around 5 to 15 miles per hour. Into northeastern Kansas for this afternoon, it's full-on sunshine, high temperatures in the low to mid-60s, with our winds out of the west and northwest at 5 to 10. For southeastern Kansas for this afternoon, ample amounts of sunshine, high temperatures reaching up into the middle to upper 60s, with our winds becoming light and variable. For south-central Kansas, lots of sunshine, highs in the upper 60s to near 70 degrees, with northwest winds at 5 to 15. And into southwestern Kansas for this afternoon, plentiful sunshine, highs in the upper 60s to around that 70-degree mark, and we'll have our winds out of the northwest, 5 to 15 miles per hour. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
The Voice of Agriculture, Kansas Farm Bureau.
Chapter 12 farm bankruptcies increased for the second year in a row in 2025, reaching 315 filings. That's up 46% from 2024. Farm Bureau economist Samantha Ayoub says it's not a perfect indicator of the farm economy, but bears watching.
We know we've seen declining receipts for 4 years now, and we're just starting to see that second year in a row of increases in bankruptcies. And then secondly, a majority of farms actually don't qualify for Chapter 12 farm bankruptcies.
Still, Ayoub says many farms are struggling.
Driven largely by crop losses, even some of our livestock receipts and markets weakening a bit. All of that compounds to a very difficult situation when we're also seeing increasing production costs.
For more information, go to fb.org/market intel and listen again here for more from the Voice of Agriculture, Kansas Farm Bureau.
This is Gene Teen for Norton Livestock Market with Early Consignments for our regular sale today starting at 1 o'clock in the calves and feeders. Here's 143 black heifers, home-raised, weaned October 1 out of Angus and Sim-Angus bulls. Spring and fall shots, 92 of the heifers are OCV vaccinated and replacement quality. We got a load of OCV heifers sorted off at $775, the balance away $650 to $750. Here's 58 black steers at $850, 30 mostly black with a few red steers and heifers at $600 to $750, 28 black and red steers and heifers at $650 to $675 on the heifers, $775 to $850 on the steers. 14 Charolais steers, mostly $675 to $700, 80 black, black white face, red white face, and char cross. 50 of them be steers, 30 of them be heifers. The steers weigh 850 to 1100. The heifers come in at 850. 48 red and Charolais cross steers at 575 to 7 and a quarter. We'd be expecting a normal try to run away cows and bulls. Expecting more consignments of all classes of cattle by sale time. Hope to see you at the auction today. Thank you.